Isaiah 5, verses 1 to 6. I'll give you a moment to find it. I will sing for the one I love, a song about his vineyard. My loved one has a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a winepress as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now, you dwellers in Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I had done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Now I will tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge and it will be destroyed. I will break down its wall and it will be trampled. I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and briars and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it.
Well, thank you very much, Susan, for that reading. It's a surprising reading. It's got some bad news in it, but we're going to see lots of good news as we go along this morning. Now, I wonder if anyone here has ever grown any grapes. Anyone grown a vine? Yeah. Jean over there. Yeah. The Gilberts over there. Martha, what have you got? What have you got? Hold it up really nice and high. What have you got there?
A vine.
A vine. Fantastic. And then why do you want a vine?
Because it can grow me grapes, which can turn into grape juice and sultanas and raisins and wine.
And wine. Fantastic. Well, this sounds very enterprising. And that will bring you a lot of pleasure and it'll be very useful to you. Now, what are you going to call this place where you grow your vine?
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard. That is a very good... Do you know, Martha, there is a place in America called Martha's Vineyard. It's a lovely island, and there's may have at some point been a vineyard there. I think that is a grape idea. Sorry about that one. Couldn't help it. Do you know, Martha, God himself is growing a vine, and in the Old Testament, we just saw in that passage from Isaiah that God wanted to have a vine or a vineyard that was both pleasing and useful to him, just like you want this vine to be pleasing and useful to you. And unfortunately, we saw that, first of all, it wasn't very pleasing. That first reading told us that God's people, the Old Testament people of God, they're just like bad grapes. Can you see that at the top? Can any of the kids see what's happened to those grapes? Yeah? They've gone a bit horrible, haven't they? You don't want to eat grapes like that. God's people aren't producing the fruit that he wants. They're not being useful and they're not being pleasing to him. But in the verse that we started with right at the beginning of the service from Hosea chapter 14, it says that they will blossom. They will be like the vine. God is promised and committed to his people being useful and fruitful. Fantastic. So Martha, do you know what it takes to make a vine fruitful and useful and pleasing to the vineyard owner?
Now I think about it, not really.
Okay, no worries. Well, I tell you what, I have a friend, his name is Henry, he's a farmer in this country, and he's got some land which he grows grapes on. So should we get to know how to grow grapes from my friend Henry? Yeah. Let's hand over to him. He's going to join us by Zoom right now. Page 1083. This is John chapter 15, as William reads to us from John 15. Okay, thanks, William.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, or every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
Fantastic. Should we give him a round of applause? Thank you. Well, thank you very much indeed, William, for that wonderful reading. That's great. And we'll put our next PowerPoint on the screen. It's a really interesting set of verses. We're going to spend three Sundays. This Sunday's a little bit different because we're all in together. Next week, we'll have all the children's groups separately learning about John 15. And the adults will have an adult sermon. That'll be the same for the following week. But today, we're thinking just about these first four verses. And Jesus says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. Now, just have a look at this picture up on the screen, kids, because this is how a vine works. What you have is you have the main vine, that is the stalky bit, that's the main tree bit at the bottom, and then it has branches coming off it. Some of them are bearing fruit, some of them loads of fruit, and maybe one or two not so much fruit as well. And so Jesus is saying that he is the true vine. Do you remember we were seeing that in the Old Testament, God's people were not pleasing to him? Now, is it the case that it goes straight from the Old Testament people to the New Testament people of God, which we call the church? That's Christians today. Well, that's not quite what it says. It says that Jesus said that he is the vine. Jesus is the New Testament people of God. Jesus is the way to be in God's family. And we need to be in Jesus to be in his family. And the adults in the Dig Deeper this week are going to learn a little bit more about that. But what I want us to see today, most importantly, is how important Jesus is. Jesus is totally important. He is the true vine. And the only way we can be in God's family is through being in him. And he does two things in these verses. He's a brilliant God. The Father is the vine grower. He's the one who's in charge of the grapes, and he does two things to make sure that he gets fruit. First of all, he says there's no fruit without Jesus. You see, the first thing he does is that he cuts off any branches that don't bear any fruit. Now, it was the case that Judas looked like he was in the family of God, but he wasn't. And so, if you like, he got cut off from the Father. Most important thing is that we are in Jesus. Not just on a Sunday at church, but all the way through the week. We're trusting in Jesus and we have a relationship with him. Just like James and Andrea were praying for Kezia, the most important thing is not that she tags onto her parents' faith, but she has her own faith in Jesus herself. And that's what we're praying for Kezia. That's what we're praying for all our kids, so that they can declare their own faith as followers of Jesus. These are quite surprising and strong words, aren't they? They're saying that if we're not in Jesus, if we're not rooted in him, then we won't bear any fruit. Kezia might grow up to be a brilliant Olympic sportswoman. I'm sure she will. Or at least maybe a great YouTube influencer or something like that. Maybe she'll make loads of money. She'll be an amazing businesswoman. But the real fruit that we all long for is fruit in a relationship with God, because that's true life that lasts forever. And that's what we're praying for Kezia, that she would be in Jesus, in the vine. There's no fruit without him. But there's another thing that the farmer does, the vine dresser, and there's the stalk. Not only does he cut off any branches that don't bear fruit, he also prunes the branches. Does anyone know what pruning is? Yeah, William, do you know what pruning is?
Cutting it back so it grows more fruit on it.
Absolutely. Did you have to do that with your vine? Down at the allotment, you had to do that. So you sometimes have to do this in the garden. You have to cut things down. It's really painful. It looks like a really bad idea. But then they grow back with loads of fruit, don't they? Now let's see how this pruning thing works. And Martha, you've got to listen to this, because this is for your vine. This will really help. Wow, so God is an expert gardener, and he cuts off the vines that don't produce any fruit, but he also prunes them, the ones that are there, so that they make even more fruit. Now, hands up if you've got any garden at home, or even maybe a just a terrace or a little... yeah, hands up if you've got any garden. Brilliant. Kids, you're learning some great stuff about gardening here. This is a great time of year for all the things to be growing up, but make sure you cut them back at the right time of year so that then they grow and produce some more fruit. Fantastic. Well, this pruning does sound a little bit painful, doesn't it? And Jesus talks about how those who are in him have to have bits cut off. And I guess that happens through suffering when we go through difficult times in our lives, and also through the scriptures, because it says in verse 3, you're already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. We all know, I guess many of us know, how sometimes we read the Bible and it's kind of painful because it shows us how we've got things wrong and how we've sinned against God. But also it's a good process because it produces fruit as we trust in God more, trust in Christ, and we begin to grow as a Christian. No discipline is fun at the time. It's painful, but it does yield a harvest of righteousness. Now, here's a verse we're going to put on the screen, which just shows how much fruit Jesus wants to produce in our lives. This might be through the fruit of the Spirit, looking more like Jesus. It might be a little bit more like bringing other people to know Jesus. I'm going to read this to you, and then we're going to sing a song that basically takes this song and puts it into a musical form. I am the vine, you are the branches. So remember, Jesus is that stump, the stick, the main one. And then if we are the branches sticking out, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. If we stick with Jesus and stay close to him, we will bear fruit, whether we can help it, whether we like it or not, we will. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We're going to go now to our friend Moore from the Bible with Randall Goodgame. A lot of fun and some amazing songs and really fun. And they get into your ear, don't they? I think we'll all be singing that as the week goes on. Well, we're coming towards the end. We've seen that God is an expert gardener, and he does two things. He cuts off the branches that don't bear fruit. And if we don't trust in Jesus, we don't have life with God, and we're not going to have a relationship with him. But if we do trust in Jesus, we will bear fruit. But it's going to be a painful process because God wants to cut away the bad bits, and he wants to make more fruit in our lives. And that comes through suffering and through the scriptures. So to finish off, there's just one big lesson to learn today, and that is this. We need to stick with Jesus. It says in verse 4, remain in me, as I also remain in you. You almost can't tell where the vine ends and the branch begins. It's such a close relationship. The Christian has to be so close to Jesus, and everything that we benefit all his life comes from him. We don't have anything of our own. Remain in me as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So is it possible to have a vine and a branch that doesn't stick with the main vine? Is it possible for there to be a Christian without Jesus Christ? It's not possible.